Evangelistic use of literature. Special attention was given early to the circulation of evangelistic literature, both periodicals and books. Church leaders had hoped that with so few ministers in the countries of Europe, the third angel's message could be spread largely through publications distributed by colporteurs. But the reports of literature sales from door to door were disheartening. During the preceding year, sales in the Scandinavian countries amounted to $1,033, Great Britain reported $950, and the Central European Mission, which without books in German and French had to work with periodicals, reported sales of $1,010. The literature evangelists reported that the people of Europe were not accustomed to purchasing books or magazines from door-to-door salespersons, but secured them from bookstores. Colporteurs and church leaders, especially those from Catholic countries, urged that the literature evangelists must be supported by salaries, which was the custom of leading evangelical societies. This was a crisis moment for the work of the church in Europe, but one that did not take the Lord by surprise. Already he had instructed his servant that books could be sold successfully in Europe by thoroughly trained, dedicated colporteurs. So Ellen White was prepared. She talked courage. When the work goes hard, and you become discouraged and are tempted to abandon it, take your Bible, bow upon your knees before God, and say, "Here, Lord, thy word is pledged." Throw your weight upon his promises, and every one of them will be fulfilled. When the discouraging reports of the colporteurs reached a climax, she declared that in spite of all the difficulties, the workers must have faith that success would attend their labors. She told them that she had been shown that books could be sold in Europe to give support to the workers, and bring sufficient returns to the publishing house to enable it to produce more books. She declared, "God will soon do great things for us if we lie humble and believing at His feet. More than 1,000 will soon be converted in one day, most of whom will trace their first convictions to the reading of our publications." In D.T. Bordeaux report. Study was given to tract distribution as an evangelistic thrust.
W. C. White told of the plan used in America of placing tract distributors, racks, in railroad stations, hotels, and public places.
From these the public could select, without charge, appropriate publications. This would augment the work of the ministers and colporteurs. There was a wholesome discussion of the tract work. England, with its traveling public and recreational spots and its steamships leaving for different parts of the world, seemed to offer a promising opportunity for working in this line. It was voted that we request the International Tract Society to furnish distributors, or the means by which distributors can be obtained, to be placed on the transatlantic steamers leaving Liverpool. Another action aimed at upgrading missionary literature called for the use of illustrations in the various periodicals.
As to the larger literature ministry, the following action was taken.
Whereas, the work is great and laborers few, and the greater part of the work of enlightening the people on the subject of present truth must be done by the means of publications, therefore, resolved, that it is the duty of our ministers to encourage and educate young persons to become successful canvassers and colporteurs, by holding institutes, and by connecting them with tent labor and other work, where it may be deemed advisable, thus helping them to obtain the necessary qualifications for this work. The next action called for a colporteur institute of 3 to 4 weeks, to be held in England. Within a few years, with the thorough training of colporteurs, it was found that Adventist literature could be sold widely in the countries of Europe.